The Pentagon is expected to award a contract later this month or in early June for construction of a mechanical engineering building at Fort Greely's Missile Field 1. That's welcome news to Delta Junction area businesspersons like Kurt Dufendock, sales manager of Alaska Industrial Services.
We see it as a positive thing for the community and for the overall defense of the country, too.
Missile Field 1 is the first of three such fields built on the base at Greeley, completed in 2004, then mothballed in 2011 due to water damage and chemical contamination in underground corridors caused by poor design. Those problems were cleaned up over the past year, and a Missile Defense Agency spokesman says work can now begin on the mechanical engineering building. Spokesman Richard Leonard declined to talk on tape, but he says the project is scheduled to begin later in the summer and will be completed by October 2016. That project is part of the Pentagon's plan, announced a little over a year ago, to boost the number of interceptor missiles at Greeley to 40 from the present 26 in response to provocative actions by North Korea. The buildup is part of a $4.5 billion boost to the Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense, or GMD, system. Most of that money will go to expanding Greeley's missile base, which is the hub of the GMD system. The new Missile Field 1 structure reportedly will be built under a so-called design-build contract, which enables a contractor to get to work on the project sooner. But Dufendock says the local business community doesn't expect much work to be done at the missile field this summer. He says next summer will likely be quite busy, and he expects purchases by the project's contractors and subcontractors will give businesses locally and statewide an economic shot in the arm.
What we primarily focus on, though, is supporting the subs. So with our rental gear and, of course, the fuel station and industrial sales and so on.
Meanwhile, the Missile Defense Agency will try again soon to improve the GMD system's performance in intercepting incoming missiles. It's failed to do that in 8 of 16 tests so far. The agency's spokesman says another test is scheduled for this summer. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.